all our stores, and particularly I keep emphasising this, our independents have taken sterling for probably since there's been a euro and sterling exchange, you know, a difference, and they will continue to do that. I don't know of any other businesses that are saying they don't take sterling at this stage. I stand to be corrected, but I at the moment, no. And they are still offering exchange rates for sterling, you know, 120 to 125 in some places still, even though the exchange rate has, you know, changed in the last number of weeks.
And have we any indication as to why Tesco Ireland have decided to go with this move?
They are saying that it was to do with their bank and their bank and the way their bank handles their own banking arrangements. So that really is personal to them. Now, they did also say in their press release that they had signage up. There was some criticism at the weekend that there was no signage about it, so people got to the till and didn't know. Obviously, if anyone was going to do that, we would want to see signage. But the stores around Ireland have said, Tesco Ireland have said, that they had signage up from sometime in May and stopped taking it across the board in the Republic of Ireland at the end of June, I think.